leave them off. We're going to go into the presence of the Lord this morning. We're going to worship Him. I'm going to read a familiar psalm. I want to read Psalm 100, and it says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." You can quote it with me. "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with thanksgiving. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." Does that include me?
Yes.
Does that include you?
Yes.
What's your responsibility is to make a joyful noise and to praise Him, right?
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's begin.
Beautiful one, my soul, my with this love, 'cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You've opened my heart to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love, 'cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must sing. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must sing.
Amen.
Sing, it's talking about the song that's coming from the inside of you, not the one that's coming from your vocal cords. Amen? Amen. All right, let's praise him this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Through you the dead will rise, through you our hearts will praise, through you the darkness flee, through you my heart sings, I am free.
Yes, I am free, I am free.
Because of you, my heart sings, I am free.
Yes, I am free.
I am free to run. I am free to dance. I am free to live for you.
I am free to live for you.
I am free to live for you.
We praise you. We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and worship and praise him and magnify him. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. We worship and magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Let's worship him. Come on. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Keep praying. Come on. Keep praying. Keep praising. Keep praying and keep praising. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we praise you. We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we praise you. We magnify you. And we worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Even now, he's
We're gonna start that other song. And Mr. Ray and Miss Liz, I've got something that I want you to do while we are playing and we are worshiping. I want you to go and I want you to pray for each one of the praise and worship team. Okay. Thank you.
Freedom reigns in this.
we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ronnie, give me a seat.
This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where He is holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where He is holy.
These are holy hands. Because of Jesus,
these are holy hands. We're lifting up holy hands. For the Lord is here, and where He is holy.
Praise you and we magnify you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you and we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We magnify you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you. Just stand before Him, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. I want you to just close your eyes for a second. See yourself in the presence of God. And I want to share something. Earlier in the praise and worship service, I was standing over here praising the Lord, worshiping. I had a vision. I saw something. I saw an arm. And I saw where it had been severed at the shoulder. You could still see the injury. And the arm was just floating. Just kind of going, just floating, turning around and around. And I thought, wow, what is going on here? And I kept on worshiping the Lord, and it went away. And we sung another song or two, and as we were singing this last song, the vision came back exactly like it was before. This arm, just like it was in space, turning around and around. You could tell, you could see at the end of the arm that it had been torn from the shoulder. And I said, Lord, what is this? He said, the arm is like it is because it's been separated from the body. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, your life, your spiritual life depends upon you being connected to the body. Many times we might think it's just easier to go on our own. That way we don't have certain situations to deal with. We don't have other people that we have to relate to. We just go on our own, just me and Jesus. But the Spirit of the Lord says it's not designed to work that way. So don't allow yourself to be separated from the body. Because being connected to the body of Christ, because the body of Christ is connected to the head. And there was nothing wrong with that arm that I saw, except it had been disconnected from the body. It's important that we let nothing separate us from the body of Christ. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father, for speaking to us, encouraging us, directing us. While we're in the presence of the Lord, we've got several prayer requests. Danny Smallwood needs healing. Dimple Buck needs healing. Robert and Donnie for salvation. Brenda McQuarrie needs healing. She's having surgery tomorrow. Jennifer Grimes and her sons, protection and deliverance. Bernice Taylor needs a healing. Rover Graham. Panasha needs a healing. She's running 102 temperature. Lee Turner's family needs strength and comfort and peace. And Lee's memorial service is going to be at Pruitt Funeral Home tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. And that's in Jamestown. Sandra Babcock needs a healing from cancer. Tommy Gray needs a healing cancer. That's Lydie's brother. Lindsay Pennington, bone marrow transplant. Pray that the bone marrow transplant will be successful. And I wonder if we have any names you want to add to this list. Yeah. Yes.
Next weekend's prom, and I just want to pray that everybody is safe, because I heard like a couple of wrecks last year, so.
Okay. Safety and behavior. All right. Would you join us in prayer? Just put your faith out, maybe for specifically one person or situation that you might have heard. Heavenly Father, you are awesome. You are God. We come into your presence this morning, Lord God, with a sense of your awe and a sense, Lord God, of your authority. Because you said all authority had been given into your hands. Then you told us to go. And I thank you, Lord God, that you've given us the challenge, you've given us the commission. You told us to pray. You told us to pray without ceasing. And Lord God, since prayer is talking and listening to you, to pray without ceasing means that we never fail to hear your voice. That we never shut down. That every moment of our life we are open to hear you speak to us. Or we are open to speak to you. Because you said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. And Lord God, we thank you this morning that that's true with regard to everyone on this prayer list. Every name, Lord God, that's been spoken out before you this morning. Brother Edwin's family and the loss of his sister. All of the students, the young people that are going to be involved in proms all over the area. Lord God, especially those children, those young men and women that are of the household of faith. Guard them. Guard them, Lord God, and lead them by your Spirit. And we pray for Lindsay and Tommy and Sandra and the Turner family, Lord God. You are their strength. You, Lord God, have been imparted unto them. You, Lord God, have flowed to those that remain through the lives of those that have gone on. And I thank you, Lord God, they won't forget that. Be with little Panasha, Grover, Bernice, and Jennifer, Brenda, and Robert, and Donnie, and Dimple, and Danny. Thank you, Lord God. And Lord, I pray for our nation. A nation that used to really believe that one nation under God, used to really believe in God we trust. Lord God, it seems like in the minds of so many people in prominent places that you're just something now that we have to deal with, and we're almost an embarrassment to some. But God, you're not an embarrassment to us. And we still indeed trust in you. And we still know, Lord God, that above even being a citizen of this country, we are a citizen of your kingdom. And we love this country, and we love what this country has been and what it has stood for. But Lord God, it seems that there is an attempt to cause it to be diseased. But Lord God, you are still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Your kingdom is bigger than this country. Your kingdom is bigger than any government. Your kingdom is bigger than any army. And your kingdom will prevail. And your kingdom will come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I pray, Lord God, that our faith will be strong and that it will not fail us. That there will be vitality in our faith and not just words. Not just fancy words of human wisdom, but the power of the Spirit of God. And I thank you, Lord God, for being with our brothers and sisters. I thank you, Lord God, for helping us to stand faithful, even as our forefathers stood faithful, even in the midst of the Colosseum, in the very face of death. As others, Lord God, in places that are anti-Christian, have stood before firing squads, have endured torture, and never ever denied the name or the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God, help us to be that strong. It seems sometimes, Lord, we get upset if somebody talks bad about us. God, help us to remember Jesus said, if they hated me, they'll hate you. And so, Lord God, help us to be strong. Thank you, Lord God, for ministering to each one this morning. In everything, Lord God, we give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, praise and worship team. We're getting ready. Kenzie and the children have a special